Welcome to Whatever the Case, Stryker's official ASC podcast, which features interviews with leading experts in the ASC space, focused on the clinical, operational, and financial considerations that go into ASC ownership. We hope to bring you valuable perspectives and insights to enhance your understanding of the ASC market, because whatever the case, we've got you covered. Hello, I'm Dana McInnes, and I'm excited to bring to you the first episode of Season 2 of Stryker's Whatever the Case podcast. Today is a big one. We are officially launching our new build playbook that we've been working on behind the scenes for quite a while now, and I couldn't be more excited to share it with you. This is a step-by-step guide designed to simplify the complex process of building and opening a new ASC. So whether you're just starting to think about your center and you're 4 years out from doing first cases, or you're months away from opening your doors, this playbook can be a tool for you. Stryker has partnered with hundreds of surgery centers across the country and understands the complexities and nuances of each project, but we also know that there are similarities and milestones along the journey that this playbook can address and is designed to help consolidate those and help to keep you on track. It's structured to be intuitive, actionable, and easy to jump into at any stage. You'll find best practices, key milestones, must-knows, financial planning tips, and real insights from thought leaders who've been in your shoes. It's truly built to be your North Star throughout the new build journey and something you can pick up at any point along the way. And today we're going to talk through what you can expect in the playbook and how you can get a copy of it yourself. But speaking of people who have been there, I'm really excited about today's guest. Joining me is someone who not only brings deep experience in the ASC space, but also played a big role in helping shape this playbook from the ground up. Today, I'm joined by Kyle Anderson, Vice President of Finance and ASC at Ortho Rhode Island. Kyle was a key contributor to the content and concept generation of the playbook, and he brings a ton of firsthand knowledge about what it takes to bring an ASC from idea to opening day and beyond. Kyle, once again, welcome to our show. It's great to have you here. And before we get into the nitty-gritty of the playbook, I would love for you to introduce yourself.
Thank you, Dana. It's great to be back on the podcast, and I'm very excited to participate in this project with you and the Stryker ASC team. My name is Kyle Anderson. I'm the Vice President of Finance at ASC at Ortho Rhode Island. Ortho Rhode Island built a de novo center in 2021, a single specialty orthopedic center, and so can very much appreciate the complexity related to a new build ASC and all the things that go along with it.
I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the playbook in your own words, and then share with us from your perspective what you think makes this a valuable resource for others going through the new build process.
So to fully appreciate the value of the playbook, I think you first need to discuss a bit the ASC landscape, which is more dynamic than ever before and full of opportunity. We're seeing large shifts in how and where care is delivered. Payers are participating. Patients are seeking more convenient and low-cost solutions for surgical care. And physicians can directly contribute to their own efficiencies, their own experience, and all with improved autonomy. But amidst this surge of opportunity, building and operating an ASC has become more complex. Establishing market-appropriate ownership models, management strategies, there are supply chain considerations and rising construction and labor costs, and all of these create headwinds that can derail a project without the right plan and the right partners. And I think that's where the real value of the playbook comes from. This playbook, it isn't a checklist. It's more of a key considerations roadmap that walks you through 8 defined phases of the ASC build process. And while not prescriptive, it outlines the key milestones and critical questions and best practices to help you guide through the process. And I think one of the things that make it really valuable is it is from true real-world input from ASC surgeon owners or administrators who have walked down this road before and can help you to avoid any costly mistakes or any mishaps as you travel from concept to performing that first case.
That's really awesome. And I do think you are one of the best people, if not the best person, to walk us through this content. And so today we're going to introduce each phase of the playbook, and I'll have you share a little bit about what viewers can expect from it. And we will also be launching episodes of the podcast in the coming weeks that are going to dive deeper into each phase with different thought leaders like Kyle. So let's jump in. The playbook is 8 phases, and we're going to start with phase 1, which is concept generation. And that's typically 3 to 4 years out from your first case. So Kyle, what can we expect in this phase?
Yeah, phase 1 concept generation is an exciting one. And it's where you really begin to pencil the direction that you'd like your surgery center to take. This section outlines the business plan creation, single versus multi-specialty, the legal entity, construction considerations, as well as the overall strategy that will inform the clinical and operational decisions further down the road. Because ultimately, this project is many things to various stakeholders. It could be a real estate strategy, investment vehicle, a physician autonomy strategy, a practice expansion strategy, or all of those things. But ultimately, this is a business, and successful businesses require a specific strategic plan. So phase one, concept generation, really describes the foundational elements required to move forward with the concept, outlines what you're trying to achieve, and who do you need by your side in order to be able to achieve it.
Awesome. And phase one also kind of calls out Stryker's support in this space. And Stryker's ASE business has a customer education program that can connect you peer-to-peer with people like Kyle, whether virtually or in person. Because I think a lot of the themes you'll see in this playbook is you shouldn't do this alone. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. And you should absolutely lean on partners along the way that can support you.
That's right. It's really about learning all of the lessons once. And so to the extent that you can reach out and collaborate with the peer network, you'll derive a tremendous amount of value from their experiences.
So concept generation, you know, it's a pretty lengthy phase of the process. Could be upwards of a year. So if we move forward to phase two, which can be 2 to 3 years before first cases, we reach project launch. So talk to us about project launch.
Phase two project launch is where momentum now slowly starts to build. You've aligned some of the key stakeholders, you understand your vision, and now it's time to step back and design the physical environment that will help to bring it all to life. And one of the key concepts described in phase two emphasizes the matching of the physical planning to the business plan that was created in phase one. This concept of future-proofing your design and building what you'll need tomorrow, not necessarily what you need today. And the project launch phase, it includes blueprints and OR design and capacity planning. And it starts to bring to life all of the elements that you've decided, and it allows the key stakeholders to start to review those plans and suggest changes, because ultimately any changes required become incrementally more expensive as you move on through the phase. And this, again, is where the firsthand experience really becomes valuable, and where opportunities like the Stryker peer-to-peer that was previously mentioned or the planning and design programs really begin to shine.
Yeah, that's a great point. And when you think about, you know, entering into the physical plan, Stryker does have our plan design and construction team that can really help to ensure that your ORs are designed in an effective and efficient way that are really going to meet the needs of your center and your physicians. And whether it's a virtual reality experience using our MetaQuest headset to really see the physical space, or coming down to our communications facility in Texas to look at our OR capabilities, we can certainly support customers during this phase of the project. So the next step in the process is phase three, and that's operational planning, which is 18 months to 2 years before the center is open. So at this point, we've developed our business plan. We've started to think about the physical plant and ensuring that our building is really going to grow into our business plan. So what happens in operational planning?
Operational planning is where the facility itself continues to take shape, and also where the coordination events become critical. The IT infrastructure, the software ecosystem, the capital equipment plans need to be mapped out and fully aligned with the construction timeline. And I think that's one of the great things about the playbook. It allows you to think about this phase holistically, not just about the individual events that make up that phase, but rather how they coordinate with one another. And as you work through some of the timing and the coordination that is in this phase, it also helps to think about what are some of the key decisions that are required. A clinical director is called out as one of the key elements here. This person will not only guide directionally what you're trying to achieve from a clinical lens, but also be the cultural setter for the ASC. Identifying an anesthesia solution is called out in this phase, acknowledging that really this is a partnership. It's not just a service to the center. The accrediting body, right? What's appropriate for your facility? And then payer conversations. You know, the payer dynamic is a challenging one, and ultimately they can be more patient than you can. So engaging them as early as is appropriate or they will allow will be beneficial to the center in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a ton that goes on within phase three. And certainly when we think about some of the key challenges within the ASC market, anesthesia, payer contracting, accreditation, those are all really large items and can be very time consuming, but also critical for your center. So getting started on those activities early is certainly important. All right. So we're going to move into phase four, and that is the clinical planning. So again, we've hit on our concept generation. We've launched the project, gone through operational planning. Now we get, you know, 12 to 18 months prior to first cases and arrive at clinical planning.
For the clinical planning phase, There are additional considerations. When you're in the construction and facility planning phase, you frequently refer back to the business plan to ensure alignment. And as you enter phase four, the clinical planning phase, you should look forward towards operational readiness and regulatory compliance. This phase outlines the key considerations regarding HR, policies and procedures, life safety, some of which will be ultimately guided by the individual center's ownership and management structure. And the phase emphasizes the importance and also the uniqueness, which you mentioned earlier, of each new build as it conforms to the federal and local and accrediting body requirements. You know, moving closer to specific clinical elements, conversations around vendors and clinical supplies also helps to evolve your operating budget and set the stage for the next phase, phase five, building completion.
Yeah, so let's just go right into building completion. What happens in this step?
The building completion phase means you haven't quite landed the plane yet, but you can at least see the runway coming up ahead. The playbook outlines a split focus between finalizing construction and also continuing clinical conversations about how the facility will be made operational. The building inspections will cover all of the major elements like electrical and fire and HVAC. And you know, simultaneously, your IT teams will be doing final walkthroughs and ensuring connectivity to support what will be the end product operations. And in this building completion, you'll start to turn your attention to the administrative tasks such as supplier account setup, credentialing and revenue cycle is critical, as well as some of the clinical elements like preference cards and refining the patient selection criteria that you probably addressed loosely in the first phase, but now you're making some more direct decisions about what that would look like. And as you navigate these events and understand which needs will occur sequentially and which can occur in parallel, ultimately helps to reduce any delays and at least slightly reduce the stress related to maintaining multiple workflows in this stage of the process.
Yeah, there's also a ton that happens here. And one of the things that is occurring at this point as well is you're probably getting some of your capital equipment delivered and installed once your building is completed. And Stryker obviously has a very broad product portfolio and will be supporting a lot of the capital needs for an ASC. And we work really closely with ASCs to understand when you have certificate of occupancy, when things are ready, and we work with you to coordinate seamless shipping, delivery, installation, and training of those products in your center.
And that the elements related to the capital planning, you know, there's some elements that are fun and exciting, but ultimately there's so many decisions to be made relative to this process that partnering with vendors who can provide a large breadth of offerings and you can acquire greater numbers of things from one vendor really is beneficial as you get further down the stretch in terms of single paths of communication, one vendor solutions. It's really an element where I think Stryker shines in terms of their partnerships.
So let's go into phase six, Kyle, which is our final prep. And we're getting really close to first cases here. We're 1 to 3 months prior, but there certainly is still a ton of work that's done in these last few months. So talk to us about phase six, final prep.
Yeah, you're getting close. Phase six, final prep is, you know, ultimately, as it sounds, it's this last push before you get to begin patient care. The certificate of occupancy is complete. The capital equipment is staged and delivered. Your first round of core staff is being hired. And the playbook speaks to this, identifying team members by both their role and their skill set. This is your highly knowledgeable but highly flexible core group that you'll ultimately rely on very heavily, particularly in the early days. And they're the group that will help you live in your space and ultimately take steps towards finalizing workflows, workstations, and all the elements that will make the surgery center tick. And I will say it's not uncommon to enter this stage with a to-do list that feels like it's a mile long. But it's what makes having the right partners at your side so important throughout this process. You're coming down to the wire. Feels like time is getting short. There's still a lot to do, but you've made significant progress throughout the process, and things are starting to get more exciting.
Mm-hmm. And as you get closer to the opening of your center, you may be starting to think about the launch of your center. So Stryker does support in this phase of the process to help develop marketing strategies for your center, whether that's independently or through co-marketing agreements. And we'll get you thinking about how you want to launch the center into the community, whether that's through a ribbon cutting ceremony. But hopefully there's, you know, a breath you can come up and take and think about some of the fun stuff during this phase of the process as well. And that takes us to phase seven, which is first cases. So let's talk about the first month of cases.
Phase seven, first cases, means that after all the work, you finally reached the beginning, right? And that's exciting. It's exciting, but there are still a few hurdles to overcome. And this phase describes clinical inspections and test cases to ultimately be approved, have the facility approved by the accrediting body. And at this point, you've gone through your construction, your clinical and operational planning, your building completion and prep. And it's phase seven first cases that may test your patients the most. Approvals and payer contracts are two critical items that, from a speed perspective, can be outside of your control. And so this is another instance where having the appropriate expectations, as well as correct communication with key stakeholders, really can go a long way, particularly this far into the journey, so that everyone understands what is meant to occur, and the rest of the way into full-blown cases can happen seamlessly.
Mm-hmm. And that takes us to the ramp up. And although we're starting to do first cases, patients will still be incredibly key in this phase and starting slowly. So talk to us about ramp up.
Phase eight ramp up, it's where the focus starts to shift towards scaling your operations and, you know, doing so very intentionally. At this point, you've waited so long that I think it's a reasonable temptation to want to fill the schedule as quickly as possible. But ultimately, the best strategy for the long term is to scale very thoughtfully. And while doing so, constantly building in time for process evaluation. Everything is new. So you're analyzing block times, you're identifying bottlenecks and refining workflows. And that's all happening on the clinical side. Meanwhile, on the business side, you're monitoring financial performance and opportunities. You're establishing and monitoring key performance indicators and managing inventory. And meanwhile, never letting up on the payer negotiations. You know, those are the types of things that ultimately set you up for the long term, is sort of data-driven monitoring and decision-making.
Yes, and all really key points. And if my memory serves me correct, I believe you did a podcast with me last year on those very topics.
That's right.
So this will be a plug for our listeners to go back and take a listen to that podcast where Kyle talks about all the different metrics that you should be tracking to ensure success of your center. Well, that takes us to the end of today's episode. And a huge thank you to Kyle for bringing this playbook to life and helping everyone listening really visualize what it means and hopefully get excited about using it.
Thank you, Dana. This is an exciting topic. And a lot of people worked very hard on building this playbook. And I know many are excited to roll it out. So I appreciate being involved.
So how can you get your hands on the New Build Playbook? It's super easy and available to anyone. Just head over to our website, Stryker.com/ASC. Click talk with us and fill out a short form, and we will email a copy to you. And don't forget, this is just the beginning, so be on the lookout for upcoming episodes where we'll dive deeper into each phase of the new build process. We'll be sharing real-world insights, lessons learned to help you feel confident and informed every step of the way. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Kyle Anderson is a paid consultant of Stryker. His viewpoints expressed in this podcast are his own and may not necessarily reflect the views of Stryker. To learn more about Stryker's ASC business, visit www.stryker.com/ASC.